Robinhood Radio presents the best of the Berkshires from BerkshireStyle.com. BerkshireStyle.com is an online magazine and resource serving and celebrating the tri-state area. Breathtakingly beautiful and surprisingly unspoiled, the Berkshire region has long inspired gracious living. The online pages contain a wealth of local information, inviting all to do more to explore and support this very special community.
Happy Daylight Savings. I'm Caroline Phipps for Berkshire Style. I'd like to preview some stories we feature on our website this week. Wait a minute. The Bach family is German, right? And Ireland is the land of the Celts. So how do the Bachs figure in a St. Patrick's Day concert? This weekend, Close Encounters with Music presents Macaris, a New York-based 10-member group that specializes in Celtic music from the age of the Enlightenment. We hope you are staying safe, warm, and happy. We have some entertainment suggestions for your enjoyment, both virtual and in person. You can find times and links to these happenings this week on the homepage. Our events page is up to date. Leprechaun Express, St. Patty's Day train at the Thomaston Station, Thomaston, Connecticut. Join the Naugatuck Railroad as their St. Patty's Day themed Leprechaun Express will whisk you away on a 45-minute trip to Bad Dog Brewing Company. En route, there will be beer tastings, and upon arrival, guests will enjoy a hearty meal of traditional corned beef and cabbage while listening to live music. The Nutmeg Fudge Company will be on board for the return trip, serving some of their delicious fudge, handmade in Torrington. Catch the Leprechaun Express at the Thomaston Station in Thomaston, Connecticut. Maple Syrup Producers of Connecticut. Maple Weekend. Enjoy visits to sugar houses and taste great maple products. For 2 days, many sugar houses across the state will be open for tours and will sell their products. This is a great opportunity for visitors to learn how maple sap is collected and turned into delicious sugary delights. Berkshire Theatre, Artists Forum at St. James Place, Great Barrington, Massachusetts. In the third session of Great Barrington Public Theatre's talks with theatre professionals, the organization's Associate Artistic Director sits down with a group of top artists who reside locally and often, working together, create nationally acclaimed theatre right here in the Berkshires. The on-stage discussion will explore how their talent, creative skills, shared aesthetics and industry know-how are brought together to bring passion, tension, themes of comedy and drama to life, and how living and working in the Berkshires is possible. Berkshire Theatre Artists Forum at St. James Place in Great Barrington, Massachusetts. Spring Equinox Meditation Gathering at Normkeag, Stockbridge, Massachusetts. Come and celebrate the coming of spring through a sweet and contemplative evening guided by Mindfulness in Nature facilitator Sandrine Harris. Feel the energy of welcoming new growth and transformation while taking in the beauty of the natural environments of the historic gardens. Spring Equinox Gathering at Normkeag in Stockbridge, Massachusetts. Climate change and human migration. Intersections, outcomes and responses. A virtual event. Drought, flooding, fires, extreme temperatures. Tens of millions of people on the move. Climate change and managing human migration, some of the most significant challenges of our times. Professor Serin Houston of Mount Holyoke College will examine the intersections of these two pressing issues in various contemporary contexts and from a geographic perspective. Our sponsored feature, Miss Hall's School. Defying expectations for the past 125 years, the school has been maximizing girls' potential and challenging expectations since its founding. An internationally known boarding and day school, Miss Halls offers high school students a personalised academic programme, distinctive moments of practice, and a diverse community that is deeply embedded in the Berkshires. Our favourite thing. It won't be long before the annual ritual of collecting sap and boiling it down to make delicious maple syrup, candy, and other treats ends. This weekend, many of the sugar houses in the region will open to visitors who would like a glimpse of how it's done. We will let you know where. Berkshire Kitchen. With St. Patrick's Day right around the corner, Leon has a suggestion of what to serve with your corned beef and cabbage. It is called Colcannon, a dish of boiled potatoes, cabbage, and onion, mashed with milk and butter. As per usual, Leon has put his own special twist on the recipe. Out on a limb, entitled Age of Babble On, Catherine has always made her living using words, but has a secret confession. Nothing amuses her more than a delicious lexical faux pas. Catherine goes on to explore the way we use words these days. Inner elegance, good trouble. Peace isn't peace until it's for everyone. In a world where one man's freedom fighter is another man's terrorist, when is resistance a good thing? I believe the answer to this thorny question lies in the human quality of integrity. I, Caroline Phipps, explore one of the most pressing issues we're facing today. History's lens. This picture is titled Getting the Sunday Mail and shows a sizable crowd of hopefuls lined up outside the Lenox, Massachusetts post office to receive letters at the turn of the last century. Whether the stagecoach in the road delivered the mail is open to question. Our site is up, live and lively, online and on your phone. We are an online magazine and resource here to help you find your way around the greater Berkshire area. Have a glorious week. And until next time, I'm Caroline Phipps.
BerkshireStyle.com's mission is to seek out and celebrate the richness, vitality, and diversity of resources we have on our doorstep. If you have a passion for refined simplicity, regional charm, and good taste, you're in the right place. After all, what's life without style? BerkshireStyle.com.